championship that I can do it. You know, so I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Mussina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning at 11:03. It is 59 degrees in Flemington, and good thing, because it's raining. Forecast for today, rain mainly before 4 p.m. Could be heavy at times. It is, as a matter of fact. Temperature falling to 45 by 5 p.m. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 25. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 28. And then Sunday, back up to 40 with partly sunny skies.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down river.
Good morning and welcome to the library show. You're playing an autumn song, Jennifer.
I know, it's September in the rain.
It's what?
September in the rain.
September in the rain.
It kind of feels like
you're going
September.
For the rain angle?
Yeah. Because, yes, I was unprepared.
Okay. I didn't.
I'm admitting it freely.
Just nipping that one in the bud before
That's right.
Done. It's a library show starring in perpetually unprepared Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, who's only sometimes unprepared. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Hunterdon County Library has a full slate of concerts to help get you through the winter season. We'll tell you what's coming up in January and February at HCL and NCB. The Friends of HCL are busy planning their annual book sale in April. We have lots of information, so you'll be ready. Jennifer is so old.
How old is she?
She's so old, she remembers when the Dead Sea was only just getting sick. The Adult Winter Reading Club is still going strong, plus a lot of story times and special programs for children. All that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
What's going on with you?
Not much.
How are you faring this rainy day? Would you prefer it to be raining or snowing?
Raining.
You would?
It was the second storm I had thought out of snowing this weekend, I'm going to let you know.
Well, winter hasn't really started yet.
I know, you say that. But since we're talking about how cold it was over the weekend.
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to Jim Gano, the Crown Trophy, who was on after us with Taking Care of Business. He posted on his Facebook Monday
Oh, I saw that, yes.
That his showroom was open as a charging center and warming charging station and warming center, which I thought was really terrific.
Yes. Jim Gano is really a very valuable member of this community, Jennifer.
Yes. Yeah, it's not someplace I would have ever thought of going, but I thought it was really tremendous. And, you know, the library was closed, and it was a day that it would have been really helpful. So I'm just glad that a lot of people didn't lose power and didn't need us that day.
Right. Okay, so I mentioned that we have a lot of programs to be keeping you warm, Jennifer. We have a lot of concerts, a lot of things coming up. Big events like Maker's Day and the book sale. But before that, we have a lot of concerts. We usually hold over the winter months, 2 months, two concerts a month at the Huntington County Library, and then a variety of shows also at the North County Branch Library. So the next concert coming up at the Huntington County Library is next Wednesday, January 30th, Jennifer. We're having a new group performing for us that have never performed for us. They're called the Fraser Thomas Duo. They're an exciting, eclectic duo that features Rob Fraser on bass and vocals and June Thomas on keyboards and vocals. And they'll be performing classic rock, jazz, blues, and pop mixes with lots of personality. Anyone in the Huntington County area might have heard them perform at local watering holes, Jennifer. I believe they're very popular with some of the restaurants and taverns in this area. But a lot of these bands, and I actually got a letter from one of the bands that performed this last year, they like coming to the library and performing because they like having audiences that pay attention to them instead of sitting there talking or drinking and stuff like that. They really like audiences like that. So that's why you get very lucky and have people, good musicians, want to come to the library and give us good prices. So we can have them at the library. It's probably a good time to thank the Huntington County Cultural and Heritage Commission for a grant that we get from them every year to help us fund these concerts, and also the Friends of the Huntington County Library, who will also give us money from events like their book sale to run special programs and concerts, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, if I wanted to come to one of our concerts, how would I go about doing that?
You would put your feet and start walking. You mean about signing up, Jennifer?
I do mean about
signing up. Okay, why don't you tell me?
You go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on our events calendar. And the events calendar pops up. You find the event you want. You click on it. And then you register. Just click register.
Yeah, so it's a new events calendar. We try to make it as easy for you as possible to sign up. You just find the date on the calendar, click on it. It gives you a description of the program. And then you can decide how many people you want to come. And you sign up that way. You'll be done in a matter of moments, Jennifer.
Seconds, even.
Yes.
And then you'll get an email reminder, if you'd like, reminding you to show up. And this way we have a list in case we do finally get some inclement weather.
Right. So we had a program last night at the South County Branch Library. They're small, but they're mighty, Jennifer. And they had an origami workshop that is very popular there.
19 people showed up.
Patsy Wang Iverson is an origami expert. And I know this for a fact because I was at a banquet dinner and was seated next to her. I didn't know where she was. We spoke up a conversation and realized this was the woman I was making flyers for all these years. And she took a little piece of paper while I was sitting next to her and made the tiniest little flower out of origami. And it was amazing. I still have it.
Very nice.
So we don't have the dates for the upcoming origami workshops, but I'm sure there'll be one in February.
I think we do. Let me look on the events calendar and see.
Please do. While Jennifer's doing that, let me tell you about gentle yoga and meditation classes at the North County Branch Library. Join Jane Shear for a class that includes asana yoga. Am I reading that right? Oh, asana yoga, Jennifer, which means stretching and meditation. The only requirements are an elastic waistband and enthusiasm. This typeface is terrible. Classes are limited and will be held 3 times per month, Jennifer.
And note to self, Jim did not pick the typeface. Someone else did.
Yes. They can be booked via our website, which Jennifer just mentioned, to hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar. over at Conlon North County Branch Library. Jane's been teaching since 1999 and is an accredited in both yoga and meditation. So this program started on January 15th, but the upcoming nights, well, one another one's already passed, January 22nd.
It's actually noon.
Oh, it's at noon. Yes. Yeah, 12 noon. Yes, I'm sorry. January 29th will be the next session, and then in February, the 12th, 19th, 26th, and then the 12th, 19th, and 26th of March. So free yoga and meditation classes, Jennifer. Holistic medicine is really taking hold, and you're a believer in holistic medicine, am I correct?
Yes, your wife taught me some basic yoga for some problems I was having.
And it's helped you?
Yes, it has.
Very good.
That and a whole lot of kale.
Really? Do you eat kale?
A lot
good
of it.
For you.
Raw.
It seems to help?
Yes. Not
what
hurting.
Does kale help you with?
It seems to help with muscles
I've
and
I've been drinking nerves. A lot of water lately.
That's good
that
for
helps.
You as well, yes. Yeah.
So the Friends of HCL present
But these medical, these are not medical, this is not medical advice. It is not intended to be substitute for medical advice. See your doctor. We are not medical
professionals. We're not telling anybody. I would never tell anybody to eat kale. Trust me. The Friends of the Hunter County Library present their latest Academy Award-nominated film series. There's three movies in this current series. It starts out with Black Klansman, Jennifer. Ron Stallworth, an African-American police officer from Colorado Springs, Colorado, successfully manages to infiltrate the local Ku Klux Klan branch with the help of a Jewish surrogate who eventually becomes its leader. And it's based on true actual events, Jennifer. And we'll be showing this movie at the North County Branch and the Hunterdon County Library, February 7th at HCL and February 8th at NC. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. These movies, of course, are free and open to the public, as are all our programs. The other two movies in this current series are First Man, a look at the life of the astronaut Neil Armstrong and the legendary space mission that led him to become the first man to walk on the moon on July 20th, 1969. That will be held at HCL on February 21st at 6 p.m. and at the North County Branch on March 8th at 2 p.m. All the programs Jennifer and I talk about are available to view online at our webpage. Just go to hclibrary.us. You can click on the word events on this on the navigation bar, or click on the picture of Echo del Sur that is currently on the webpage, and that'll take you right to all a page with all of the event flyers on it.
Can I tell you how happy I am that that is linked finally? It always bugged me that the picture wasn't linked.
Yes. I think it's important,
and
Black, our new webpage will include that as well.
Black Klansman is tied for the most nominations for the
really?
Academy Awards, coming up with 10, and they're tied with The Favorite.
Who the best pictures have been announced?
Yes,
for Academy Awards
Tuesday morning.
What are they?
Black Panther.
Yes.
Black Klansman.
Yes.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
The Favorite.
Yes.
Green Book.
Yes, that's going to be the winner, by the way.
Roma.
Yes.
I don't know. A Star Is Born and Vice.
Really? Mary Poppins wasn't nominated?
No, Mary Poppins got one nod.
For what? Best Actress?
No.
Really? Why are they...
Production design?
You got to be kidding me.
Production design, original score,
maybe,
original
maybe
song.
It is, maybe it was too late. Maybe it's eligible next year.
Costume design, it is not. And costume design.
No music.
No. Yeah, I just told you. You were talking, though. Original score and original song.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Sometimes the Academy gets it wrong. They did this time. Emily Blunt had been nominated for Best Actress. And then finally, the last movie in the series is A Star Is Born. A musician helps a young singer find fame, even as age and alcoholism send his own career into a downward spiral. So this, of course, is the remake. This
of the
is
like remake.
The fifth remake of this movie, but this one stars Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. We'll be showing that at the Hunterdon County Library on March 7th at 6 p.m. and at the North County Branch on March 15th and 16th at 2 p.m. So the Academy Award nominated film series, Hunterdon County Library saw a void that needed to be filled, i.e. no movie theaters in Hunterdon County. So the Hunterdon County Library is the Hunterdon County the Hunterdon County's movie theater, and we were glad to do so. So it's time for our first commercial break. We'll come back after these messages with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Was this microphones on the whole time we were talking?
No.
Gosh, I hope not.
No, I learned my lesson.
Welcome back to the Library Show. A lesson learning Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch are here to tell you all about the Hunterdon County Library, its programs and services, and also about events that happened on this date in history. Today is January 24th.
Only 11 months till you know who will be coming.
Santa?
Yeah.
Nice. We're getting there. Maybe I shouldn't have put the Christmas stuff away. So I have a few events that happened on January 24th in years past. I also have some people who were born or who have died in January 24th and see if Jennifer knows who they are just by hearing their name. Okay, only have two events today, Jennifer. 1848, January 24th. Gold is discovered at Sutter's Mill. Big day in American history. Who discovered it?
Oh, my God.
Who
gosh.
Found the gold?
He's from Hunterdon County.
He's from Lambertville.
Shoot. I had the Horizon Caravel book, too, when I was...
Lambertville, New Jersey's own.
Tell me, I can't remember.
James Marshall finds gold at Sutter's Mill. And I believe the James Marshall House is still standing in Lambertville. 1933, Jennifer, the 20th Amendment to the United States Constitution is ratified. What is, this is 1933, by the way, what is the 20th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution?
Does it give women the right to vote in all states?
Incorrect.
Too late. It's too late to repeal prohibition.
Correct.
Nope.
Term limits, Jennifer, for elected federal offices. 20th Amendment. Then born on this day, Jennifer, in 1862, Edith Wharton.
She is an author. She did a lot. New York Society books kind of played on them. Mother's Recompense, Summer. Yes, I picked the two most obscure books. Mirth House.
I want the most popular one.
Mirth House.
Nope. Made into a movie.
I know.
Starring Winona Ryder and Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, just tell me.
Age?
Of innocence.
Edith Wharton, who lived in Lenox, Massachusetts, Jennifer. 1939, Ray Stevens was born.
The Sixth Beatle.
He was a musician. Mm. Ray Stevens wrote some beautiful songs, like, actually, remember the song Everything is Beautiful?
Oh, yes.
That's Ray Stevens. But then he went to the old comic music writing and wrote The Streak and songs like that. Ray Stevens, Jennifer. 1941, a little bit better known singer-songwriter. Neil Diamond.
Sweet Caroline.
Neil Diamond is a real name.
Coming to America.
One more. Out of the 300 songs everyone
I know. And then you draw a blank. What?
You can't name one more Neil Diamond song? Yes, you can.
I'm sure I can.
Keep thinking about it and we'll move on. 1947, Warren Zevon was born.
Oh, another musician.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name a song that he...
Okay, Werewolves of London.
Oh, of course.
1949, John Belushi.
He was one of the original Blues Brothers. He was an original Saturday Night Live cast member.
I don't know if he was original. I guess he was original. Bill Murray wasn't original. Yes, correct. You are correct.
I'm still on Neil Diamond.
Name another movie John Belushi was in.
Animal House.
Gosh, I was hoping you were going to come up with that. Died in the state in 1965, Jennifer. Winston Churchill. Ever hear of him?
I did. He was Prime Minister of England twice, at the end of World War II and then after the next Prime Minister. He suffered from depression a lot.
Okay.
What else do you want to know?
That's funny.
He smoked a cigar.
1975, Jennifer, Larry Fine died.
When you say it, I'll know it.
Part of a famous...
I know.
...trio.
No, it's not coming.
Mo.
Oh, Larry.
And Curly. The Three Stooges, Jennifer. Larry Fine, probably my favorite Three Stooges. What about you? Mo was just too mean and sadistic for me.
And Shemp
and Curly. I mean, he was just... I would have hated Mo. Larry, I think, was the best Three Stooge. My favorite by far. In 1983, George Cukor died.
Nope.
Famous American director, Jennifer. Countless films. Was fired from Gone with the Wind, though.
Really?
Yes. 1986, finally, Gordon McRae died.
I knew
you'd get that.
I'm gonna pick the wrong movie.
Of course you are.
I'm going to say
you can say
State Fair.
Never heard of that.
He was in the movie State Fair.
He was.
And but he was in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is the one I'm looking for. Curly in Oklahoma.
Yes.
That's today in history.
I am, I said.
Okay, very good. That is a good song.
Thank you.
I actually played that at trivia last night. How about that?
Oh, did you really? Wow.
That song.
I have another birthday for today. I'm not going to give the year, but a shout out to Angela, who was my dearest friend in kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth grade.
Where's Angela now?
Angela, actually, she grew up in Monmouth County with me, but she is actually living in Macungie Township, Pennsylvania, up near Bethlehem.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Nice area.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Do you speak to her still?
We're in touch on Facebook. But one of my favorite things was during nap time in kindergarten. You know, you used to sleep on the rug for 15, 20 minutes.
Yes.
Which I wholeheartedly approve.
I do remember.
I think we should do it all the time. But she had Buster Brown shoes. I was really jealous because I had Stride Right. And the dog and his boy was on the bottom.
Aren't Stride Rights better than Buster Brown?
I don't, but they were Buster Brown. She had the dog and the inside of her shoe. And she used to make me guess which foot it was on. And, like, being in kindergarten, it didn't occur to me. It was always in the same shoe. But we used to play that game.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, happy birthday, Angela. I believe Angela shares a birthday with one Daniel Federici.
Really?
Of the E Street Band.
Yeah.
From Flemington, New Jersey.
I was just reading a book by Jeff Cohen, who we've had at the Library Mystery. It's about a haunted guest house set on the Jersey Shore. And Danny Federici was mentioned in it that his ghost had just participated in a concert at the Ghost House.
I think I lost you.
It's a novel about it's a series about a haunted ghost house.
And Danny Federici's in it?
In this particular one, he had done a concert. His ghost came and did a concert.
Really? On the accordion?
Yeah. No, not on the accordion.
Why? He probably did the accordion.
I know he did.
Oh.
Because my husband went to grammar school with him, and he used to do that at talent shows. Not my husband, Danny Federici. But anyway, I had to write to the publisher because there was a huge glaring mistake in the book. They changed the name of the murder victim partway through. And I mentioned, but I really did like...
How could they make that mistake?
The first four pages of Chapter 30 referred to the murder victim as Henry. He had been Herman all the way through the book. And on the last page of Chapter 30, he went back to being Herman.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a reason not to read the book if they've been...
That's the editor's fault. That's not... And it's written by...
It's the editor's fault. The author can't remember the title, the name of
a major
character?
Yeah, but the editor should have caught it. But E.J. Kopperman, a.k.a. Jeff Cohen, was at the library one time, and he's a really great speaker. He goes to Moonstone Books quite often as part of his tours. So you should definitely make an effort to see him if you see him around.
I still thought it was fascinating when we had that guest on that was going to talk about his book about how they caught the anthrax scientist. Fascinating, Jennifer. I was riveted.
I know you. Yeah.
Listen to that archive again. That was just very interesting to me.
It was. And since we're talking about books.
Yes, it is the library show, Jennifer.
Yes. The National Book Critics Circle Awards nominees were just announced.
Thank God.
I know you've been waiting. But one of the biographies.
Who's nominated for Best Actor and Actress? We'll get back to that in a minute.
But one of the biographies was Big Fellow by Jane Levy.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard about Big Fellow first here. When we had Harper Library Love Fest.
Is Jane Levy the actress?
No.
Oh. And what was it
nominated? It's been nominated for a National Book Critics Circle
Award. How about that? The Nostradamus of internet radio.
Well, and they announced here that they were publishing Cher's biography in 2020 before EW got it.
Wow.
Yes.
The library show, Jennifer. You got to make notes of this stuff.
Okay, so.
For our resume.
You want the lead actress?
With actress and actors.
Actor, Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close, The Wife, Olivia Colman, The Favorite, Lady Gaga, A Star Is Born, and Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Wow, really?
Yeah. That was lead actress. Supporting lead actor is Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born, William Dafoe at Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen for Green Book.
I have a feeling Green Book's going to do very well at this thing. Is there a musical category? Maybe that's where Mary Poppins is in.
I told you what she could.
No?
She best score.
Okay,
best
never mind. It's
original
okay.
Song.
It's okay, I know.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I do have trivia
from
Lone Eagle Brewing last night, Jennifer, but I need to talk about a couple things. I need to talk about Maker's Day, first of all. Maker's Day is coming up quick, Jennifer. You may or may not be aware that every March, New Jersey has a Maker's Day. And the North County Branch and South County Branch of the Hunterdon County Library participate every year. This year, March 23rd, is New Jersey's Maker's Day. So come make with us, Jennifer. There'll be a full day of sewing, beading, slime making, weaving, 3D printing, origami, coding, crafting, catapults, drones, battle bots, and other cool stuff you really don't want to miss. I hear tell that there could be a chocolatier at the South County Branch Library.
We'll talk about that later.
Really? Why? Oh, there better be. And a coffee roaster?
Yes.
All right. Disclaimer time. Let's hope that they'll be there. I think that would be great. That would bring people in. So this is Maker's Day. You can read about it online. There will be more information as we get closer to the date. But great day if you want to learn a new hobby or learn about something that you've always seen somebody do. You definitely pick up a new hobby. You can watch people demonstrate it, and you can try it yourself. it's been a great success for us for the last several years, and we're very happy that we're bringing it back again. And then the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. It's the 23rd annual book sale. The dates this year are April 26th through 29th. I know that sounds a little far away, but the Friends are busy getting ready for the huge sale, one of the biggest book sales, Jennifer, on the East Coast, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not mistaken.
So the general book sale information real quickly, Friday, April 26th, is always preview sale day from 1 to 4:30 p.m. You have to apply. It's only a limited number of people allowed to come to this preview sale. It's free to, we'll just won't go into too many details. Saturday, April 27th, there's an early bird admission from 8 to 10 a.m., which is free to FOHCL members. So if you're not a member, you can sign up real quick, or you can pay $20 for the early bird admission. Otherwise, the free public admission hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then Sunday is half price day. All of the books that were full price the day before are half price on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Monday, April 29th, is always our bag sale day. You buy a bag from us for $5, and you fill it with as many books as you can cram into that bag. Hours on Monday are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, we need to have a book drive to collect all these books, Jennifer. We have two dates for the book drive. They'll be at the South County Branch Park, the fairgrounds, down on Route 179 in Lambertville. Of course, that's where the book sale itself is. The two book drives are on Saturday, April 13th and Saturday, April 20th. The times are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So what you do is you've got a lot of books to donate. Just load up your car, drive down to the fairgrounds on either one of those two dates. And then we have volunteers that are there that will unload the car for you. If you have smaller donations that you'd like to donate to the book sale, you can drop them off in the lobbies of the North County Branch Library, the South County Branch Library, or the main library on Route 12. The final day to donate items for the sale will be April 20th. Volunteers are needed. If you're interested in volunteering for any variety of jobs, you can contact the Friends at fohclfriends@gmail.com, and they will be happy to help you out with that. Books that we'd like to see donated or that they will accept that to put into the sale are hardback and paperback books for adults and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. Unfortunately, they cannot accept LPs and vinyl, cassette tapes, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated computer and business books, Reader Digest condensed books, advanced reader copies, textbooks, catalogs, and magazines, torn, soiled, moldy, mildewed, or badly worn items, etc. I think let your common sense be your guide. So the prices, hardback, large, trade, paperbacks, and children's hardback books are $2 on Friday and Saturday. Of course, on Sunday, that'll be half price. Mass market paperbacks and children's soft cover books are 50 cents. And then 25 cents on Sunday. A book for 25 cents, Jennifer. That's going to be the bargain of the decade.
Oh, Brian still talks about a book he bought for 25 cents one day.
See? Special items will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or in the special collections boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. The annual preview sale, just a little more information about the preview sale. It's from 1 to 4:30 p.m. Only 65 FOHCL members will be allowed in at $65 per person. That might sound a little expensive, but it goes to a great cause. That goes to the scholarship fund, where seniors from the area high schools will receive a book scholarship from the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. So just in general, if you want more information, you can call the reference desk at 908-788-1434. Or you can email the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at fohclfriends@gmail.com. Of course, more information will be online at www.hclibrary.us. Just hit the Friends tab, and it'll take you to all the book sale information. Everything you need to know. So save the dates, April 26th or April 29th, 2019, for the 23rd annual Friends of the Hunterdon County Library used book sale.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome, Jennifer. I was pleased to do it. And when you say thank you like that, it means you want me to keep talking.
I mean, I want my trivia.
What time is it? It's 11:36. Before trivia, let me just mention one more. I just finished the flyer for the next Fred Miller afternoon concert series. Very popular at the Hunterdon County Library. Fred Miller is our resident singer, pianist, narrator. He's been performing it for us for over 20 years. His afternoon concert series called Lectures in Song. It starts the three shows in the winter concert series, winter-spring concert series, I should say, Jennifer, March, April, and May. Go online and look at the flyer or stop by the library and grab a flyer. For the exact dates, I'll just tell you what the topics are for the winter-spring. In March, Fred will be singing about Jewel Stein, the melody master of Broadway and Hollywood. In April, Harry Warren will get his tribute. He's a silver screen's greatest hit maker. That might be debatable, Jennifer. And then Under Paris Skies will wrap it up in May. The City of Lights, celebrated in song. Can you think of any songs with Paris in it?
Paris in the Summer.
What?
American in Paris.
Okay, that's a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, there must be a song from that. Isn't there like, I love Paris in the winter, I love Paris in the springtime?
That's a Sinatra song, I believe, yes. Surprising that no other ones are coming to our attention.
No.
All right, we're going to go to our last commercial break early. Jennifer has to tell me something about chocolatiers. Okay. And then we'll be back with some trivia right after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show.
Why?
Jim Gannot will be in 11:41. I'm going to turn it back on because we're out of commercials.
You can't leave me hanging like that. Very interesting commercial break here at the Huntington Chamber Radio.
Now you got to wait 19 minutes.
19 minutes? We have 19 minutes left? You better have something over there. Okay.
You have trivia. I'll think
I have trivia for Jennifer. I like to ask Jennifer trivia questions. Jennifer likes to answer trivia questions. And I'm sure you out there in radio land. Is radio land the term now for internet radio land?
I don't know, because like we're kind of a podcast, really.
So follow along at home. See how you can do. See how you do against Jennifer. With these trivia questions, I got a couple different topics. Just to play for fun. A couple I'm not going to give you because one of them is about airports. I don't know. You're not really a big traveler, Jennifer. I don't know how you're going to know much about airports, but we'll see.
Well,
and then one's about TV, and I know you don't have a TV in your house.
Is it new TV?
Kind of. Well, no, it's yes and no, so we'll pick
the old stuff I can do. And airports, if it's like United States airports.
It's all United States airports. So you're that big a traveler, huh? Okay, well, we'll see when we get there.
No,
Jen.
But the
we'll cross
the abbreviations
that bridge when we come to it.
Are always in crossword puzzles.
I didn't say anything about abbreviations.
I'm just saying. Okay, go. You don't tell me what I know and I don't.
Here's some general trivia for you, Jennifer.
I do that by myself.
What color is the hat worn by the Disney character Goofy?
I'm thinking two different colors. Black.
It's green.
Green, that was the other color.
The flute, Jennifer, belongs to which of the four main sections of an orchestra?
Woodwinds.
Very good. Do or do not.
Well, wind instruments, not woodwinds. Winds.
It's woodwinds, Jennifer. Don't just easy over there.
Okay.
Do or do not, there is no try, is a line spoken by what Star Wars character?
It's said to Luke.
That is correct.
Yoda?
Yoda is correct. Who were Abraham Lincoln's two vice presidents?
Andrew Johnson.
Yes.
And Sewell?
You look for Seward.
Seward.
No, that was the Secretary of State. Hannibal Hamlin. What type of business, Jennifer, don't look out the window, is directly across the street from the historic Huntington County Courthouse in Flemington? Right across Main Street. Directly across from the courthouse is what type of business?
A bank.
That is incorrect.
An antique store.
An antique store is correct. What is the initial... You're not going to get
I can't see the courthouse from here.
Oh. What is the first initial and last name of the owner of a pair of scuba goggles that feature prominently in the movie Finding Nemo?
W.
Never
Disney.
Saw Finding Nemo? No, P. Sherman. They say it 300 times in the movie. So you've never seen that movie?
No, I didn't.
What is the largest island in the 48 contiguous United States? Probably takes about an hour to get there from here.
Oh, Long Beach Island?
No. Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island, Jennifer. New York's Long Island. Star Trek fan?
Yeah.
No? Navigator for the Starship Enterprise from the original Star Trek?
Nope.
Pavel Chekhov?
Nope.
Who was the freshman quarterback that led Clemson to the national title a couple weeks ago?
I don't know.
Trevor Lawrence. What is Scout's full name in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, you're a librarian.
I know. Oh, I bet a lot of people couldn't even come
Jennifer.
Up with
Scout.
I'm a reader, not a, it's more than any. No.
Uh-oh. I hope they don't dock your pay for this.
I hope not.
Nothing?
Uh-oh.
Jean Louise Finch.
Oh, yes. Jean, yes.
Wow. Okay, Jennifer, I'll give you a word one at a time. These words have something in common. Tell me when you know the common theme. Wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Mouse. Bike. Cooper. Golf. Nothing yet. We get it from this one. Skirt. No? Van? Wow, Jennifer, we're getting down to it. Me is going to get harder now. You should have got it from skirt and golf, I would have thought, and mouse and bike and Cooper. A fridge, and the final one rhymes with skinny.
Oh, Minnie.
Yes, oh, Minnie.
Well, miniature golf, minivan.
It's called mini golf, usually.
Jack. Got it.
Don't try to correct me just because you needed all 10 words.
No, I know. It's not good.
Okay, Jennifer, now I know my ABCs. I'm going to ask you a question with multiple possible answers. You tell me which of the answers comes first alphabetically. For example, of the 2019 federal holidays, what comes first alphabetically?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day is correct. Which state capital comes first alphabetically, West Virginia's or Kentucky's?
Kentucky's.
Incorrect. West Virginia, Charleston. Kentucky is Frankfort. Which last name of one of the five main characters, one of the five main actors in The Breakfast Club comes first alphabetically? The five main actors, Jennifer, their last names, which one comes first in a list, in an alphabetical list?
Oh, Emilio Estevez.
Correct. 2019 NFL playoff team, Jennifer, which one?
Wait, say it, start again.
2019, all the teams that made the NFL playoffs this year, which one comes first alphabetically? The team name, not the city.
The playoffs, is that like the last four, or like what are you?
Playoffs had originally had 12 teams.
Oh, 12, okay.
There's only two left now.
No, I know that. Bengals, Browns.
Okay, neither one of them made the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
The Bears. We're looking for the Chicago Bears.
I knew it was a B.
Which of the seven deadly sins comes first alphabetically?
Avarice.
No, greed would be avarice. It's envy.
Envy.
What South American country comes first alphabetically?
Bolivia?
Argentina. Which current U.S. Supreme Court justice name comes first alphabetically?
Alito.
Very good. Which Disney Pixar movie comes first alphabetically? Disney Pixar.
Isn't it better that I know the Supreme Court justice?
Yes.
No,
it's actually equal. We're looking for A Bug's Life. What New Jersey school that competes in Division I sports comes first alphabetically?
What? Oh, I'm college.
College or university? Division I sports.
I don't.
Fairleigh Dickinson, Jennifer.
Let's not even pretend.
Last name of the member of the rock band Kiss that comes first alphabetically?
What rock band?
Kiss.
Oh, Kiss. I thought you said Kiss. Farley.
Farley?
No.
You actually said the right answer. It's Peter Criss.
Oh, you said Criss.
No, I didn't.
You said
Kiss.
Go to the archives. You said Criss first.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, Jim.
I'll name the airport. You name what city that it's in.
Okay.
Logan.
Boston.
McCarran.
Nope.
Las Vegas. Ronald Reagan.
Washington, D.C.
Sky Harbor.
Someplace in Maine.
Incorrect. Phoenix. Hartsfield-Jackson.
Nope.
Atlanta. Lambert.
Nope.
St. Louis. George Bush.
You said St. Louis. What?
I said Lambert.
Oh, St. Louis. Oh, and then George Bush. I got it.
What are you talking about?
Houston.
Correct. Thurgood Marshall.
Jackson.
Baltimore. Daniel K. Inouye.
Oh, Hawaii?
Honolulu.
Yeah.
Sky Manor.
White House Station. No, Alexandria.
Pittstown, technically.
Pittstown.
Won the city town. Okay, so you just won vintage TV character, Jennifer. I give you the TV show and the first name of one of the characters. You give me the last name.
Okay.
And you just won all old shows.
Well, I mean, you can try the new ones if you want to make fun of me. That's fine.
No, I don't want to make fun of you, Jennifer.
Want to make me look foolish.
All in the Family, Michael.
Stick. Meathead.
Cheers. Coach Ernie.
Oh, I don't know his last name.
Pantuso. Mary Tyler Moore Show, Murray.
Mick, no.
Slaughter. Taxi, Latka.
Latka has a last name.
Yeah.
No.
It's Gravis.
Alex Rieger. I know Alex's last name.
You didn't watch Full House, did you?
No.
Okay. Golden Girls?
Yeah.
You did?
I once in a while.
Rose.
She was from St. Paul. She's from Minnesota, St. Olaf. No.
Nyland. Okay, and finally, I know you're a baseball fan. You might be able to get this one. Kind of tough. Only 5 out of 16 teams got it correct, Jen.
Okay.
Name 3 of the 5 charter members of the Baseball Hall of Fame that were elected in 1936. So the first class of Hall of Famers only had 5 members. Name 3 of them.
Let's say Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is correct.
Why don't you sing, like, Take Me Out to the Ball Game or something while I'm doing this? I don't think it was Honus Wagner.
Honus Wagner is correct.
Oh, really? Oh, good for me.
I shouldn't count that right, though. You're supposed to be a little more confident.
What the heck was that? AccuWeather area flood affected to 345. We just got, like, a little emergency thing.
No? 2. Ty Cobb.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
The other two you might not have heard of. Most people got tripped up with Cy Young.
Oh.
Christy Mathewson and Walter Johnson, both pitchers, were inducted in the original 5.
What do you mean they got tripped up with Cy Young? You just gave me 6.
No, Cy Young was not one of
the 5. Oh, was not one. I see what you're saying.
And that most people did say Cy Young. Oh, that's what I meant by tripped up, Jen.
I see. I understand.
Okay, and that's trivia. If you like what you hear, Lone Eagle Brewing, that's trivia the next 2 Wednesday nights. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all you're going
to
say about
we
that?
We have a couple more library things to talk about. I have some other January, February programs. What do you have, Jennifer?
I could talk about EHCL Overdrive.
Let's do that.
Libby.
Who's Libby?
Libby is our Overdrive app. You can download it free at the App Store, Google Play, or Microsoft. You go to our website, hclibrary.us, and then or go to hclibrary.overdrive.com. And our collection of downloadable ebooks and audiobooks is all right there for you. Some of the new ones we have are Playing for Keeps, The Wartime Sisters, The Only Woman in the Room, which I believe is a new Reese Witherspoon book club pick. Fiona Barton, The Suspect. A new John Lake Lescourt, The Rule of Law. The Current by Tim Johnson. Free Fall by Jessica Barry. Liar, Liar, James Patterson. And you can just, well, all those you have to make place a hold. So you just click on the title and place a hold. And when it is ready, you'll get an email, and it will just download right to your Kindle, your Nook, or your other device, your phone. You can read a sample if you want to try it out.
I didn't realize it was already 11:56. I thought we still had like 10 minutes left.
We do not have 10 minutes left. And then there's also downloadable audiobooks. Also The Suspect, The Maid, The Rule of Law again, Liar, Liar. And again, just click on it. Check it out. You can also listen to a sample.
Is that a sample?
It is.
Hachette Audio presents Liar, Liar. Written by James Patterson and Candace Fox. Read.
Very cool. Thank you, Jennifer.
So, it's very cool. So check that out at hclibrary.us. Just click on digital, and then you'll get all the links. And I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway. So thank you for listening. Stay dry. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No compromise is coming, it seems, when it comes to trying to end the government shutdown. Republicans accusing Democrats of ignoring the needs of federal workers during the shutdown, as Democrats accuse Republicans of virtually the same thing. Newly elected Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas says he's got two measures that could help end the shutdown right now.
This is two other bills that would actually pay them right now.
But Crenshaw says...
The first time we voted on this, we got six Democrats to vote with us. The second time we voted on it, we only got 10 Democrats.
The Senate's to vote on two bills today aiming to reopen the government, but both are expected to die in the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's glad the State of the Union controversy is off the table. President Trump acknowledging late last night the speaker has a right to postpone that address until after the shutdown ends. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A verbal back and forth continues after a controversial incident caught on video last Friday near the March for Life in Washington. After the student seen standing face to face with a Native American elder as he drums, claims yesterday he wasn't smirking in Nathan Phillips' face. Phillips says today of Nicholas Sandman's TV appearance yesterday.
Coached and written up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility. Those are the words I came up with.
Phillips and Sandman appearing a day apart on NBC's Today Show. Yesterday, Sandman claimed there that he has total respect for Phillips. The suspected gunman in yesterday's Central Florida bank shootings, which left five people dead, is being held without bail. 21-year-old Zephan Zaber was charged with five counts of capital murder this morning at his initial court appearance. Police say he entered the SunTrust Bank in Sebring, opening fire, but then he called 911 on himself. His motive's not known. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It is late January, so it's not surprising, but Arctic air is starting to descend on the Midwestern part of the country again, sending that region into a real deep freeze that could last until the end of the month.